keep Rayman Digital on the air through 2020 by pledging to our Patreon page. Your continued support allows us to make all this wonderful content and add extra shows and features in the future. Keep the lights on in the studio by pledging $1 to $10 a month. Go to patreon.com/RaymanDigital to pledge.
Would you care to step outside?
We did it today.
Superman.
I'm sorry to be raised.
You are here. The lesser of Hastia compels me to reveal the truth.
I'm Batman.
Yeah.
Hands. Lightning with my hands.
Warning, DC and RMD contains adult language and discussions. If you're easily offended, do not continue to listen.
Awesome.
Oh, sorry. That's your signal. That means we have to go now.
You have failed this city.
All right, it is time. It is the finale. DC on RMD Arrow Edition on Rayman Digital. You found us. Go ahead. Favorite us, subscribe, rate, review. It helps us out. I am taking the lead this week. I'm the one and only Bobby D. And with me in the studio today is Ryan.
Yo.
And Angelica.
Hello.
Our original Team Arrow is back together in the same room to go through this last episode. 5 years in the making.
God.
Crazy, huh?
It is actually crazy when you think about it.
So.
It's been a while.
Timelines are hard, man. I'm like, wait a second. And I'm like thinking about it. I'm like, it feels maybe like 3 years, but not like 5 years.
No, because you've only been in the studio 3 years. Yeah. The other 2 years you were in California.
I know. Yeah. That's why
you
I'm
were
like,
remote.
Please hold on. Like a
second. Please hold.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I've been actually in California now for like 4 years almost. In September, it'll be 4 years.
Yeah. So you've been doing remote shows that long.
Shit. Bunch of old
But
asses.
She's physically in the studio
I'm
right
here.
Now.
Yes.
We can all look at each other with our eyeballs.
Well, except for Bob, because he's got a huge screen in front of us.
That's all right.
Well, just for everyone to know, I'm shifty-eyeing everyone. Ooh.
Oh, God. Okay.
The sound my eyes make when
Your eyes
shifting.
Make a... Whoa.
Okay. Well, they're dark.
I'm going to remember that when we're at Comic-Con later this year, and you're like shifty-eyeing. I'm like, in my head, I'm going to
make that sound.
Oh, Christ.
So, we're going to be breaking down this finale, giving our thoughts on, I guess, the whole show in general and everything else. But today, it'll be Season 8, Episode 10, directed by James Bamford, written by Googs and Beth Schwartz. Angelica, what happened for the last time?
Oh, fuck. I wasn't ready.
What do you mean?
You had one job.
One thing.
It ended. Oliver was in here for the last time. And really, the whole time, I was just going, how does this make sense for the future? And then I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit at the very end. Because Diggle got a lantern ring.
All right, that's going to do it for today's DC.
Show's over.
I'm just giving you the important parts.
Well, 100%. So you're right, though. At the beginning of the show, you sit there and you start to think, like, what does this mean for the future? And then after about 10 minutes of it, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what...
I just want to enjoy what I have in front of me.
And I think going into this... I feel like they fucked up with doing the backdoor pilot before this. Yep. This should have just, that should have just been something completely different at this point. That shouldn't have been here. That's why I asked you, Ryan. I was like, did you watch it? Because I feel like this episode would have been so much better if I didn't watch
that. He had that bad taste of the backdoor about it. You know what's interesting? Like,
it's always bad taste of the backdoor sometimes.
The thing is, like, I know I wasn't here last week, but like that, I watched the backdoor pilot. Like, I watched them back to back.
And I told you not to.
I was 3/4 of the way through the backdoor pilot and stopped. I just didn't give a flying fuck.
And then you went for the front.
And I went right to the front door and I was like, oh, this is so much better.
So you missed the best line.
Oh, you missed the best line.
I stopped.
Who are you bitches?
Oh my!
That's God. How the show ended.
Get the fuck out of here!
Yes, and that's how one of our shows are going to end.
Legit,
from now to the end of time.
Legit, how it was is like all the canaries come and save the day for this one girl who is obviously African American, and she just goes, "Who are you, bitches?" And that's it. That's the show.
I'm glad I actually stopped watching.
I'm glad too.
I think I'm with Bob though. Like, about 10 minutes in, I was like, oh, what does this mean? And then I was like, well, I don't really care. And I don't mean that I don't care about how it ends. I just like,
it doesn't, the future doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter because we're just trying to like,
does, yeah,
watch everyone cope with the loss. Right. So, I mean,
I wish the backdoor pilot could have been on. I get that it has to be on Arrow. You know, I understand that.
Yeah.
But I wish that it could have been in a sequence where I didn't have to watch it.
Well, yeah. It's also one of those things. The backdoor pilot didn't have to be here. The show was already approved.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to backdoor pilot like Flash and Legends. Yeah. It was already greenlit.
So I think it could have just not existed at all at this point, because I sat there for forever trying to make sense of it for like timelines, like why would someone be here in this timeline and then magically dropped off at that timeline? Yeah, like, that. So, like Dinah. Dinah's really, whole thing doesn't make any
sense. I think the thing that really confused me about the whole thing is like going in and then going into this episode is like they made it very confusing about what Oliver did when he sacrificed himself and like changing the entire, like they made it very confusing, especially like putting these back to back. Like Bob said, I don't think they needed to do a pilot, a backdoor pilot at this point. Just let it be its own thing.
Right.
Because you confused a lot of people, because the episode beforehand, Mia's like, I don't know who I am. And then the next episode, she's like, oh my God, my dad. And it was like,
so at some point she got bonked in the head after this.
Yeah. And it's really, really, I think the placement of the two episodes, because in all generality speaking, this final season or series finale was really good. It was really good. It was a good send off. They did a great job of focusing on all the characters that we wanted to see have things happen to them. I didn't need that backdoor pilot in front of it to kind of, I don't want to use
fuck it up.
Like taint this episode because of what this episode is. I know I said taint, but the thing is, I think you're right, Bob. That could have been its own thing and not even in like Arrow. It could have been 9 episodes and that one could have been its own thing.
Well, yeah. And when I kind of discussed it a little bit with Mike, because he hadn't watched it, and, you know, bringing back, you know, drunk Captain Lance and all the dead characters back, you know, he's like, well, didn't that just ruin the whole legacy of what Arrow was? And for me, I said no, because it just shows you that this man cared about all these people.
And it added to Oliver's legacy.
Yeah, in that no matter what, he would sacrifice himself to bring everybody back, to have everybody have like kind of their happy ending, and, you know, to bring Tommy, to bring Junk Captain Lance, you know, bring everybody back.
I even enjoyed the reasoning why he didn't bring original Laurel back. Like, I was like, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so let's get into that real quick, because I think that was the only part that I was kind of like rolling my eyes at, because I don't know, like, if I'm brought back or like there is a doppelganger of me that's not brought back and I'm still alive, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm still alive. Why wasn't I good enough?
Yeah. Like a Debbie Downer,
you know, the derp statue.
I think derp statue. God, I forgot about that. At least I didn't make Oliver a derp statue. Yeah,
I was so concerned about that. I was like, oh, this better be good.
I was only okay with it because it, like, the explanation made sense to me. Like, you know, I was okay with that. I mean, was it perfect? No, but I think it again would have even made it even more confusing, because she's already on this new show, right? She's already got greenlit. So you can't be like, oh, there's another Laurel. Like, well, fuck, now I'm even more confused. Like, yeah. I think it made sense for them to do that. But I did roll my eyes a little bit. Like, she's the one that knows everything. And like, I don't know. That was a little weird to me, but
I was just really glad it wasn't an awkward daddy moment. I was so glad. I was like,
Christ.
I feel like that was one of the first times, not the first time, so that was the most believable time with them, like, as like father and daughter, when he was just like, there's nothing wrong with you. Like, of course.
And he gave her a hug and everything.
Yeah. That was one of the best performances with them together, where it wasn't just like awkward with her just being like, daddy.
Ugh, that was weird. How long ago
was
that?
Because it was a thing. It was last season.
No, I was going to say, that's last season.
Last
right?
season, there were some daddy issues.
There was some daddy issues.
So,
like, weird, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And again, a lot of what they did, like, I don't know if we talked about the backdoor pilot, and it is really confusing, because now William doesn't remember that he was kidnapped by a pedophile and saved by his oldest sister. His younger sister, who was older at the time.
So did that like confuse you guys? Like, there's young William and then old William, and then like, it just, I know that we always go back to like Back to the Future, like time travel.
The only rules that actually make sense.
The only rules that actually fucking make.
Because CW doesn't have any rules at all for time travel.
So I know we always go back to that. I know that that's typically not the thing, but like it, like Bob said, it's the only one that really makes fucking sense, right? Yeah. So I always think that like, and I know we learned in Legends, like there's, it takes time for like the future to set or whatever, right? But even still, like. He's standing there and how does the older one not know? Like it takes me out of it because as a nerd and a time travel, like, and you've seen so many movies and like nerdy time travel shit, you're just like, I know we've established rules, but like, even still, I just kind of squint my eyes and I'm like, what?
Is that 'cause you're half Asian now?
It doesn't matter because Oliver sacrificed.
It doesn't matter. It's all changed.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, just again,
I think for this episode, you absolutely have to just turn that off.
100%.
And be like, you know what? Fuck the 2040 stuff.
Yeah. Fuck the rules at this point, because the way at it is you look at all these like great TV shows that were a lot better in their runs than Arrow has been. Sopranos, Lost, you know, those shows. People fucking absolutely hated the finales.
Mm-hmm.
And this actually did everything to kind of, it was better fan service for me to watch this than it was for me to watch Crisis, where I thought I was going to get nothing but fan service.
Right. Yeah. That's because what we really hoped for Crisis.
Yeah. I mean, we saw Diggle get his ring, which we've known, like we wanted Green Lantern. Dude, this was the first time Ted Kord and Blue Beetle and all those things were mentioned in years.
Yeah.
Thea and Roy got married, you know, engaged.
Yeah.
Tommy was back. You know, drunk Captain Lance was back.
Like everyone.
You know, and.
Well, and then like that
even
little.
Even Ragman.
And that little hope for like Tommy and Laurel, like they're like
that was one of those things you're like, did they bang? I'm like,
I hope Tommy got one in at least, you know, just to be like my old wife
or whatever. She's like, oh my god, your pussy vibrates at a different frequency because you're from Earth too,
right?
So like, do you think because she's Black Siren, do you think she's like different in bed than regular?
Absolutely.
like she has to be.
Don't want
to
make her come and she's, scream
she
at
probably,
your face
she probably screams Fatality. Her own, she screams
she's
her own
a
name.
Little bit more wild too.
Yeah, she screams for her own sure. name for sure.
Well, she's got daddy issues, so mean, like, that's the best.
She could probably spanked. Suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
That's the best in bed.
Yeah.
What?
Wait, what the fuck did you just say?
What did you just admit to?
Yeah. What do you mean? What did I say?
What'd you,
I said she could probably suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
And you just said, yeah.
I'm sticking with it. I said what I said.
There was a lot of fan service, but it was all the right kind of fan service. It was all shit that we wanted to see, I think they did a really good job of in some of the scenes transitioning from one fan service to the next, like kind of like how the other characters walking by, or like Roy's gonna tattoo the mark of four on Dinah, and then they walk like
Robo Arm makes you a tattoo artist.
Apparently,
that's what I was thinking. I was like,
does he like program it in? He's like boop boop doop boop boop.
When the fuck did he pick that up?
It's basically the first step in Starship Troopers.
He's
you know where they go and get the tattoos just from the machine.
I hated that they still like
death.
That's
the
thing that you're tying in for the accuracy of the future. That's what.
How
it's
does he whack
be?
Off of that? Is he left-handed?
Doesn't matter.
Well, yeah.
Does he got a different attachment.
Oh, like you're still talking about the arm. I was talking about the tattoos, like the tattoos of everything. Like, that's going to be your bit of accuracy for the future.
Oh.
Oh, that everybody still has them?
Yeah.
Don't
forget, guys, who are actual fan of Arrow, you could get this tattoo, too.
We'll sell it on a t-shirt. Go to wbshop.com.
I actually want to see if that is a t-shirt.
They're probably not. They're not smart like me.
I mean, if they stuck with it, like, hardcore, if they, like, had it something that was throughout, like, Arrow season, I think people would have actually gotten it as a tattoo. I mean, I think that we would have gotten it as a tattoo.
We were talking about it at one point, and then
because they just kind of with it, and then they brought it back, like, "Hi guys,
remember this thing?
Do you still want it?"
Hmm.
You were like, "No,
no, not anymore."
Because
we're done.
You fucked it up. It's cool looking.
It is very cool looking.
But again, just to go back with the finale kind of subject there. I mean, we saw Game of Thrones get bashed this year. we saw.
Yeah, because it was a piece of shit.
But you know what I mean? But we don't have that same type of feeling coming out of this.
I didn't
have the expectations that, you know, who's going to get the Iron Throne here.
Oh, but, well, not only that, but like after Crisis, I was like, this is going to be awful. Like I had, even last week.
I had a bad feeling too.
Even last week, I was like, I don't want to watch this. While watching the episode, I was just like, ugh, God, this doesn't make any sense. And then at the very, very end, once like Diggle starts talking at the funeral and stuff, I was just like, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. And then like they're just showing like how the lives have played out and stuff like that. I'm like, that's cool. And then Diggle gets his ring and I'm like, fucking shit, it's gonna happen. Yeah. And then... yeah,
Have they said anything? Like, what are they going
to? I don't know.
Are they going to do something with that? Or is that just to make us like explode in our pants?
It's just explode in the pants. The weird thing is, like, I don't know if they would ever take him over, like, as a Jon Stewart over to the Green Lantern Corps on HBO Max.
Dude, I hope they do like a little something for him. Like he deserves it.
I know it's Berlanti run, so you never know.
Yeah,
that's true.
So you never know there, but there's been no announcements, and I don't even like Ryan. Look it up real quick. What lanterns are they following? Are they following
on the HBO show?
True. Yeah, are they following
the corpse or let me look it up
and see. Are they following Hal? Or are they following him? So I mean, that would make the biggest difference there. Why Ryan's looks that up? Go look us up. If you love our shows, please share with your friends and review. With every share and review, it helps out the show climb our charts. We were number one in Italy for some reason, so thank you, Italy.
Yes.
Wherever you listen, whether it be Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, remember to share those links each and every episode. So
I found an article. So this is
that transition?
That was a great transition.
Professional.
Thanks. It said this is from actually Berlanti. So it says it's going to span several decades on focus on two stories about Green Lanterns on Earth, as well as one in space going into the Sinestro story. Sinestro's obviously we know his story. So if they go into the Sinestro story, they have to talk about Hal Jordan, right?
I would believe so.
So but if they're doing multiple decades across the Green Lantern story on Earth. Then, because Diggle comes after Hal Jordan, correct?
Yeah, I believe, yes.
But they don't have the same.
You think DC would have given a Black Green Lantern first?
Well, right, but I'm saying like they don't have the same ring, right? He doesn't pass the ring on to Diggle. It's a different ring, isn't it?
I'm not that.
That I'm not familiar with. So I'm curious if maybe.
I just figured Earth would have to be protected by the same ring that's always been around.
I'm just curious like if it's a different. I'm going to look it up. So I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. So did any of you guys watch the Hitting the Bullseye, the recap thing that they did on the app?
I did not watch that.
Okay. So this irritated me so much because you just brought up Berlanti. So they go to Googs and they're like, well, Berlanti had this idea to bring this show to television. And they go to Berlanti and Berlanti goes, well, I had this idea of how like the origin story in the island and everything, you know, could work. You know, it was kind of my idea. I call up David Barron. I was like, you got to tell fucking Andy Diggle and Jock that you guys aren't getting any fucking credit about the island storyline that you guys wrote in year one. They acted like it was completely
their
like,
own idea.
Yeah. And I was like, you guys referenced those comic books. At some
why would
point.
You do that? You know that there's fans out there that know that.
I don't know. It was just like it could have been edited differently. You know, he might have said more, but it was just fucking weird.
That is weird because, like, again, you're in a universe and a fandom that knows way too much about shit like this. And
they all know ships.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true.
I mean, because they actually talk about the ships on the show too.
Oh, Christ.
So,
fuck.
Let's swing back and focus on something that I really did love. Diggle's speech.
Oh, yeah. Dude, so good.
Like listening to like, you know, Diggle, the man give that speech. I was just kind of like, it's like, oh, like I feel for this. And it was one of the most well-written things that we've seen out of Arrow in quite some time. And I don't know how much of that was like kind of ad-libbed out of the heart or how much of it was written by Schwartz and Googs, but it, I don't know. How did you guys feel?
I feel like it had to be written with him, with Diggle. Like I think it was
written with him in mind.
Absolutely. They pick the best person to go ahead and sign that off. Because at the very end, we all talked about like the main three of like Felicity, Oliver, and Diggle. And for Diggle to be saying the goodbye, I thought it was perfect.
I think it makes more sense for Diggle to be the one that does it, because if you're going to give that final scene with Ollie and Felicity, there's no reason for her to be the one.
Do both of them.
Yeah, do both of them. So give Diggle that, because it's like Angelica said, it's the original three. I think it also becomes more heartfelt from someone who technically they aren't blood brothers. And for him to recite that made it more impactful. Because again, like I said, they gave Felicity her moment with Oliver in the afterlife or whatever.
Which
I was okay with. It wasn't as cheesy
Angelica
as I thought.
Angelica doesn't sound like she's okay with it.
It wasn't as cheesy as I thought it was going to be.
I'm just like, really? The afterlife? Okay. Like, really? Like, that's what you're... You can't come back from this. Well, yeah, because you did. Like...
That was the only thing from the timeline that actually made sense.
Was afterlife?
It was the afterlife where she walks into the thing killing herself, basically.
I mean... At least let us watch her die.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know, for all the people that were Felicity haters, give us that one.
She's like, ah, it
just
burns.
Watch her get stabbed and die.
Or something, some kind of terrible death for all the Felicity haters. And then the people that shipped Oliver and the Olicity thing, they get to see them together forever, hanging out in his mom's office, which is... Well, dumb.
Yeah, okay, so that was the only thing that I had a problem with. Like, I don't mind them walking off into the sunset in the afterlife, and I'm okay with that. But, like, why in his mom's office?
That's the first time he saw her.
Who gives a fuck? It's
Wasn't
stupid.
That seven floors down?
And I'm confused. Like, do they have to stay in that office? Do they get to wander around? If they get to wander
They're stuck
around,
there forever.
Like, is there...
Just keep reliving that scene of her biting the pen and dropping it on the ground, staring at a picture.
I mean, I could look at her ass in that pencil skirt, though. I mean, it was
a nice booty.
It was there. I was like, nah.
They definitely dressed her different back in the day.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like you.
Less like a mom.
Yes. You forget like how attractive she is, like body wise.
Yeah.
Because they kind of
They frump her up.
Yeah. They turned it into coats and t-shirt type things.
She becomes blazer mom.
And it's not like she gained weight or anything. No,
she's still the same.
Because I know that they did that with fucking Jess from New Girl. What's her name?
And Hawk Girl. They did that with her,
too. Oh,
they
did that with Hawk
Girl. Yeah, she was fat.
Well, because they gain weight. And then they do that with, like, celebrities and stuff. Is they're like, okay, you've gained some weight.
So let's shoot some high angles.
High angles. We'll get you some cardigans and stuff like that. and make you really frumpy.
Right now, Danielle Panabaker is pregnant on Flash. She's been pregnant while she was shooting. And then the girl that was playing Miss Tessmacher was pregnant, and they only shot her from tit up.
Tit up?
Yeah, like she would sit at a desk kind of like I am right now.
Just titties.
Gorge titties.
Yeah, and it'd just be like big
boobies.
Looks
really good. It looks really good.
Yeah, don't stand up.
I mean.
They actually cut out a piece of the desk so the belly slides
in. So it like slides in. It's like a cutout, right?
Yeah. She's like, oh, got to bring the 6-month panel in.
Oh, God.
But as far as that goes. It was kind of like a nostalgia sweet goodbye, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I've not necessarily been a fan of the shipping, but it also did remind me of why we originally liked Felicity.
Yeah.
That's true. I mean, like watching the flashback and watching her go there, I was like, oh yeah, this happened. And then my thought was, yeah, that's nice. Like, I didn't really care all that much, but it's like, nice.
Doesn't offset what you did the past 5 years.
Yeah. Right. And it just ties everything in a bow.
But I got cake. So, I mean, I don't know. Okay. So let's look at like the technical aspects of this. The fight scenes were outstanding this week.
Oh, dude. Yeah.
The long extended one.
100%.
God. Which while I'm watching it, I'm just like, yep, it's his final goodbye. Like this is the send off we wanted.
So good.
Yeah. And it was weird because I think I mentioned in the last of our crossover episodes that James Bamford didn't take the crossover. They had somebody else because James Bamford has always been the one when his name comes on the thing. You were like, we're getting those fucking action scenes that we haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And of course, he just went all out in this last episode of, you know, this continuous fight scene that just went through. And it's always funny because, Orion, you know, I understand you're a gun guy. They'd be like, he had to fucking reload.
Yeah.
I didn't care how many arrows Oliver pulled out of that thing.
It's funny you say that because like 3/4 of the way through that scene, I'm like, fuck, how many arrows has he got?
And you start watching it and it never goes down.
No.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, at least pull some out of like a dead person.
But
you
know what? After like 3/4 of the way through, that went through my mind. And then I'm like, I don't give a shit at this point.
It's
He's
fun.
Just fucking people up and I'm okay with it. Like,
yeah, I like unlimited ammo in video games.
Definitely made like those like, oh, noises while I was watching because he's just fucking mercilessly killing people.
I forgot how awesome that was like back in the day when he would just murder everyone.
Well, yeah.
but the guy that really he needed to murder.
Yeah. Except the guy that he needed to murder. Yeah. Except the guy.
All you other chumps for sure going to kill all of you.
Oh, you're a nameless bad guy. You're dead for sure.
Yeah. If I leave everybody alive, a lot of people will try to kidnap my kid in 8 years. But those fight scenes, again, that the action this week, the camera work, the way that it was shot, it was just like, oh man, this is what it was like.
Yeah.
And I, you know, we don't have to do this anytime soon, but at one point I want to do like a retro review for us and just like go back and watch like the pilot or something. And just see the differences between, because even when, you know, you think about like how dark and like brooding it was back in the day, this kind of reminded me of the things that we used to see, you know, a lot more of the parkour type arrow scenarios going through it, like him just fucking smoking people left and right with arrows. Dude. I mean, it was such a good send off for that kind of shit that you're like, yeah, this is what this show was about at one time.
I think it's nice to remind us of that too. Like if you're going to end the series, like at least give us something like that. And I think that scene was probably like two whole fight scenes put into one. Like it was so long. And I just like, is this going to end? I mean, I don't want it to, but is it going to end? I was like, fuck. Like he literally for 5 minutes long, just destroying people with arrows. And I was just like my mouth got more and more wide as I'm watching. I'm like, holy fuck.
I do kind of wish that he would take arrows from like dead bodies. Just
like pull them out. Like he did it. I remember there was a, like, I don't remember if it was a couple seasons ago, but he had smoked somebody and he pulled it out and he stabbed another dude with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, that's
it's
cool.
It's brutal.
Yeah.
But I love it.
It's so John Wick. Like I was like, that's cool. But I, you know, at it's nice that they reminded us of where the show was. And the other scene that really got me, it was the scene where at least one of my favorite scenes where Slade stabs his mom.
Oh yeah.
And they had completely changed the ending of that. And it was like, I was okay with it. Even though that scene was super powerful at the time, like it was interesting to see how Oliver, when he sacrificed himself, like what he actually changed and what he didn't decide to change.
At first I was scared. I'm not going to lie.
You thought I was going to see it again.
Like, I was like, God damn it. Like, I was just like, this is,
then you're like, I don't remember this knife scene.
My issue was, as I was just like, we're just going to fucking magically fix everything here. This doesn't make sense for the future. And for the first like 15 minutes of the episode, that's all I kept saying. This doesn't make sense. This doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for the future. And that's why, like, I want to tell people, I'm like, dude, do not watch the backdoor pilot at all. You will enjoy the goodbye episode so much more. Dear everyone, don't watch the backdoor pilot.
Yeah, if you're listening now and you haven't watched, don't watch the backdoor pilot. I wasted, you know, 30 minutes of my life. I won't get those back.
Yeah. So bad.
You didn't even get to the Primavera High School commercial.
I think it got a 3 on our vote. And a 3 just means it exists.
Yes.
Oh, it got 30%?
No, a three.
Like a 3%?
Like 3%.
We didn't even really kind of grade it. We kind of put it on, would I ever watch the show again?
So I told the guys, I was like, you know what? Let's give it a 3. A 3 just means it exists.
It's just a thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a yikes.
Yeah.
That's
so it got a 3.
Yeah. It was,
for existing.
It was a rough one last week. I mean, but honestly, if we think of the whole span of as long as we've been doing this show, even if we want to expand it, the 3 years we didn't do this show, that might have been one of the worst episodes I've seen.
Absolutely. It was.
Spectre of the Gun was a close second.
But you know what? This was that backdoor pilot by far the worst episode.
Yeah. Just,
also, little note, when they were like taking vodka and everything and talking about how it burns and like never again, I couldn't help but think about Comic-Con when they were all like drunk on the boat and stuff. And I was like, are we pulling from that time? Because it seems like you guys are pulling from the time when you were just drunk and hungover.
Blasted.
They were, well, afterwards, they were so hungover afterwards too, slash seasick from drinking on a boat all day at Comic-Con.
Is that the day you met them all?
Yeah. And then afterwards, Matt met Colin Haynes after the whole meetup and everything like that and just being completely hungover. And just being like, we were on a boat. It was awful. And Matt's just like, I'm sorry, sweet princess, handsome baby. And I was like, you should have made your move, man.
Yeah, that was the time. He was hungover.
Tuck him in.
Bring him some chicken noodle. Mm. You would have, oh, you'd have been all up in that.
Yeah. I would have, but I don't have a penis. So.
I mean, they make these things that can wrap on.
He wouldn't be into it.
You don't know. You don't know what he's into.
That just means Ryan would put it in a dude's mouth because he has a mouth, if you go by his logic.
Have you seen Colton Haynes? I feel like, you know.
Even with a little, like, more weight on him or whatever, like, I'm just like, he's fucking gorgeous.
He's a very, very attractive man.
He's so pretty.
Yeah.
And then him and Willa together.
Talk about two characters that look very healthy on screen right now.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, fucking good for them.
Did it look, okay, this is going to sound super, like, pick judgy, but, like, did it look like she just rolled out of bed with her hair, though? Because normally your hair is pretty, like.
Did Angelica just say that, or you?
I did.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah. But, like, seriously, it looked like she had rolled right out of bed.
I think I just didn't care because I was just so happy you were to so see her face. That, yeah. I'm just like,
her scarred up face.
I don't care. She's
fucking, still hot.
She's fucking gorgeous.
I would eat her ass.
100%. Yeah. I would. Everyone on board to just bow down and eat her ass. Just
blah, 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 blah. Yeah, yeah. I'd be all into it.
She'd be like, get on your knees and be like, yes, please.
Okay. Yes.
Do what? Whatever you want. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Just letting you guys go.
That's all I have.
I just let you guys kind of just keep digging. It's fun.
I would have loved to dig in her ass.
I figured that's what was going to come next.
I would come next. Actually.
There we go.
Yep.
Fucking puns for days.
That was one of the things I was actually happy about. I was a little, it was like really, like it was quick that they were like back together, but I was still okay with it.
You didn't need it to be a long thing.
It was just a promise thing.
Me, you won't fuck me over. That's it.
Well, I mean, his reasoning for leaving too was pretty sound. I bought it. It made sense.
Absolutely. You know?
It made sense. So I was okay with it.
I really didn't have any kind of bad things to say about this to anybody that asked me. So I don't know. Anything else we want to talk about before we get into the break and give our kind of our final thoughts on the series and season?
Angelica?
I bitched about what I want to bitch about.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
I said what I said.
So we're done eating ass. So we'll be back with our review.
Free stuff is awesome, but free stuff that will spice up your bedroom is even better. Just go to adamandeve.com and select almost any one item for 50% off, and then we'll load on the free stuff. Just enter this very exclusive code, RAINMAN, at checkout, and you'll get 10 tantalizing free gifts, including a sexy item for him, a special toy for her, and a third item you'll both enjoy.
Ooh.
And 6 extra special bonus items that are sure to rev your engine, pique your curiosity, and even blow you away. Plus,
free shipping!
Always sent in discreet packaging. Go to adamandeve.com now. Get 50% off, plus the 10 free gifts when you enter the exclusive offer code RAINMAN. Again, that's RAINMAN. Because without it,
no free stuff.
That's RAINMAN at adamandeve.com.
So this is our final thoughts.
Final finals.
So let's just talk. We'll give a breakdown normally, you know, of our ranking.
72.
Get it out there. What? You just fucking threw me off.
Is that legit your ranking?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That was, I thought you were just throwing a number out.
No, she does that real quick so she doesn't get confused by other people's numbers.
Oh, that's smart.
She does that all the time. I'm used to it on Watchmen. I just wasn't prepared this time.
I don't know that I do that, but I just get... And then I just yell it.
It's pretty close. I was going to say 79.
So as far as closing out the series, yeah. What did you guys...
They did it.
I think they did a good job.
Yeah.
I mean, I was going to give it a 79-80. Like, it's a solid series closer. It answered a lot of questions that we had. It put characters together that we wanted to see together. It gave Oliver the send-off that I think he deserved. I think it gave Diggle the opportunity to show his love for Ollie. It gave an opportunity to close some stuff that we were curious about, like with Rory, with Ragman. So it kind of gave us some closure all the way around, which is, I think, if you're going to do a series finale, you need, right?
There's not a character where you're like, well, they didn't bring this up.
No.
What about the Al Ghuls now?
No, they were there. Yeah. I mean, I felt like they did a really, really fantastic job. I also feel like they did a really good job of bringing Barry in to say, hey, I was there at the end, because I was wondering about that, because he was obviously him and Kara were the ones that were there at the end. So I was actually cool that thought it was really cool that they brought them in just even for that small scene.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was him and Sarah.
Oh, no. Was it Sarah?
Kara was there too. Run me over there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Was it the three? I thought it was the three of them.
Yeah, Kara was.
She was right there, I thought.
But Sarah was there at the end.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
It was the two people he gave the shows.
Yeah, and that's what I thought was perfect, too, is, like, because he's the one that gave him the shows, because of those send-offs of just, like, we're here now because of him, like, we get to succeed because of him, like, and I will say, like, Mia's acting... was good.
It was good. It was good.
I told you, I watched that other show. She is so much better on that other show.
It's not.
It's not her. And I'm really glad that she got to show, like, that she is a good actress. And I'm glad we got to see that before we all dip out because we don't give a shit.
It's definitely not Catherine McNamara's fault.
It's not.
Like, I feel like it's the writing and they make her kind of a bitchy, horrible person. And I think in this,
they made her too bratty.
Yeah. And in this episode, she actually, like, the scene where she's talking to Felicity, I was like, oh fuck.
She cries really good.
I was like,
too.
Oh yeah. Shit. That's actually, like, that one's kind of tear jerking, but like, if you felt that, you know, that seemed like a genuine, like, I'm meeting my mom for the first time, like, as an adult.
She has a really good, I've been crying all day face.
Yeah. She really does.
Like, you can just see it in her eyes and stuff, you know, like,
You have that face.
Yeah. Know? So for me, I'm going to give it an 80. I feel like it was a solid finale. Finales are hard to do.
They are.
They really are.
I really feel like they did this one proper. There's nothing I can complain about as far as leaving storylines open or, you know, oh, he might come back kind of bullshit. It was like, no,
he's done.
They did. And they're together in the afterlife. There is no if, ands, or buts about it anymore. They did what they had to do. And just to see that they let this character bring back everybody that he had, I'm not going to say done wrong, but were affected by him in the most negative of ways by dying. Mm-hmm. So it was good to see that happening. It's kind of weird to think about it that it's over. I feel like we've been talking about the ending of this forever, but it's actually here now. So it is kind of
bittersweet.
Yeah. I mean, we wanted to see it go out on a high note, and we know that the ratings aren't there, that, you know, it's not watched by millions and millions of people anymore. It's only been the few of us that have kind of struggled through it, and to see it go out on a high note was always good, to see. Again, the action scenes and everything else that they've done this week, the pacing and everything with all those characters seem to work out real well. They closed out all those storylines. So I can't kind of hate on it at all, really. It did everything it needed to do. Like we kind of talked about, the only really confusing thing is the backdoor pilot.
Yeah.
Because now it's just like, okay, so Mia gets amnesia somewhere now.
Yeah.
Okay. So
fuck the backdoor pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, I backdoor fucking.
Yeah.
Absolutely. No. Absolutely.
Always fuck the backdoor.
Absolutely.
Pilot.
It's the only way to go.
So, but you know, with this being the finale for Arrow, it's the finale for us three, at least on this behalf. I mean, we were the three that started this whole DC on CW or RMD thing. So it's kind of weird to think that we've spent the last 5 years covering
this show,
And now we're actually closing it out. And so thank you to everybody that has been out there listening to us this whole time. If you've just found us, thank you for listening as we've kind of shit on the show for the last 2.5 years.
Yeah.
But we've stuck with it, and you know, it's weird to think about it. And you watch all those people kind of react on how Oliver brought all these people together, but it's like, it's weird to think like Ryan brought all of us in to do this kind of show. You know, I
always forget that.
Yeah. It's weird.
And like, now we're here.
Yeah, it is. It's totally weird to think like I talk to Angelica 2 or 3 times a week now.
Yeah.
Before this shit, we weren't there. So the show has actually brought us a lot of stuff, you know, whether it's our press credentials, our, you know, legitimacy as far as it comes to being reviewers. So it's weird to kind of sign off on it, but at least it went out on a high note, and we can say we kind of liked it as a finale, and we don't have to go, well, yeah, it ended like shit. Fuck you guys.
Man, you're making me all emotional now that you start thinking about all that.
It's the reality of the situation. It really is. You're like, we're old fucks now.
Yeah, we are. Fuck my life.
I was an old fuck before. Now I'm just really old.
I was married when I started this dumb shit.
Damn, you were.
Oh, I can't believe Stephen Amell got you divorced.
Fucking Stephen Amell. Thank you, Stephen Amell.
Thanks, Stephen.
No, I'm actually thanking him. Like,
no, really.
Thank you for the love of God. Thank you. Fuck.
So, any last things to say before we do one final sign off?
You know, it's been a fun ride. I mean, obviously, guys, we're still going to do shows.
We're not going anywhere.
We're not going anywhere.
You just got to find us on RaymanDigitalMedia.com.
Yep.
Subscribe to the DC on R&D feed. We'll have plenty of shows. Plenty. You can listen to us do other things that we'll hate.
Like I was going to say like Watchmen, but I didn't hate that.
Yeah, and we can't do Watchmen anymore because I fucking canceled it.
I'm okay with that.
So am I. But you can go back
re-watch
and listen to
it again. Listen to it again. That's all I do now is rewatch good things because so many things are bad. If you want to listen to us bitch about bad things, please suggest
bad things to watch.
Yeah. Maybe we should just make that a show. We'll just call it The Hate Train.
Oh, we tried that once.
Did we?
Yes. We tore apart.
What did we rip apart?
It was me, Angelica, and Mike.
What'd you guys rip apart?
Stranger Things.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
I think we got in trouble for that one.
It was pretty brutal.
Whatever.
To be fair.
So was the season.
It was a piece of shit.
But.
Well.
Thank you guys
thank you so much
for tuning in all these years and supporting us. For seeing us live every so often, whenever we did do that.
God, I forgot about that too. Yeah. Man. Yeah. It's thank you guys for sticking with us. And I know like Angelica said, and Bobby said, you know, we bitched and moaned, but we really did truly love this show. And I think it's a testament that we even stuck through it when it was poopy. Technical term. But no, we really do appreciate you guys. And like I said, this isn't the last shows that we're going to do. That's just the last Arrow that we're going to do.
It's the last of the beginning show that we ever did.
Yep. Yeah. So. Exactly.
How we started.
Yep. So you can find me at Twitter at the Horn Dog. Ryan's at the Ryan Denton. Angelica's at the Angelica Dawn.
We like those for some reason.
It's just, I don't know.
It was available.
It was available.
It was available.
You can find us at dconrmd.com. All our social medias are dconrmd. Let us know what you think. If there's something you want us to do, let us know. Because you know what? We got free time.
We're open.
So that'll do it for the Arrow finale. And we will talk to you soon.
Yeah, because like, what do we do now? Only thing I care about that's coming out soon is Birds of Prey and The Boys, too.
The Boys?
The Boys. Which was Once Upon a Time DC.
It is, technically.
It's Dynamite.
Yeah.
But 'twas.
Why don't you just ask Mike to be on that show? Because you know Thomas and I and him do it, right?
Oh, well.
I've already said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Who are you bitches?
Mother of God, would you look at the time? When you came here, you had an hour.